Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome. I am Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Kira Ra, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. And we are delighted that you have chosen to say hello to us today.
Yes.
Whether you're catching this live, whether you're catching this in the archives, thank you for tuning in. It is an extraordinary moment.
Here we are. We're right in June. It just happened yesterday. So fresh.
It's an event. And it really is an event this month, isn't it? To say the least.
Well, it is. That have been following this conversation, which really got started yesterday.
It did, yeah.
And I invite any of you who did not tune into yesterday's show to go find it. You'll find
Please.
It on YouTube, and Oneness Talk Radio will have it up shortly. We are at a grand moment of opportunity for folks that are really saying, I choose to be awake, I choose to have a joyful existence, and I choose authenticity. This is the moment that is going to support all three of those things.
You know, isn't that beautiful to hear? Especially right now. You know, there is so much out there. And we did put out, if you have not yet connected with this month's June predictions, our June Ascension Energy video, please, with all of our heart and soul, after you watch this show, go watch that video. It is 15 minutes that will be very, very welcomed to be watched. Now, guys, let's talk about June. Let's talk about where we're going. And let's talk. I see that the phone lines are already filling up. If you would like to get on live, ask us a question, join the conversation, request a mini soul reading, just call 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. And you can get into the call line. And like I said, it's been filling up. We will do our best to be with as many of you as we can today. Also, there's a robust chat going on over here at onenesstalkradio.com. Community. I'm just gazing. I have so many hearts,
yeah.
Every single chat. You guys are great. And so it is just a blessing. And if you're looking for a place to connect and find beautiful people, go to the chat at onenesstalkradio.com. And also over at YouTube, once we get it up and working, my poor beloved is sitting here not understanding why we are not broadcasting at YouTube. And that's kind of really sad.
It says oops.
It says oops. Try again later. So I guess let's try again later.
So
give us a minute. Forgive us, guys. Sri's, we had been out here an hour ago, and this all tested and worked great. So it is a fascinating moment here in June. And this June energy is very much what we've been talking about, this core energy that is taking us into this extraordinary ascension frequency, attunement, adjustment, whatever you want to call it. It's going to have, yes, YouTube is shut down. We heard that. Yes, we're doing our best. Forgive us. We are really working on trying to get the YouTube going. And that's what Sri's working on right now. So hopefully it will come through very quickly. So, oh, they're saying YouTube seems to be down. Well,
yeah.
We're on it. You're right. We're having a hard time.
It won't accept any live stream at all.
Fascinating.
And
okay. Wow.
So it goes.
All right. Well, then I hope you're here at onenesstalkradio.com. And I guess if you were trying to find us at YouTube, I pray you'll find your way back here. And we will post this, of course, when it's done. And so, beloved angels, let's continue this conversation. And Andrea says that Facebook is working. Wonderful.
And we have live video at the homepage of Oneness Talk Radio.
Right. So you can watch the video at onenesstalkradio.com, or you can watch the video at the Facebook page for Oneness Talk Radio. So thank you.
Enough of this nonsense.
Yeah. Everyone's saying that YouTube is out. Well, that is very June. I mean, what's happening right now? Guys, I think we all should take a breath.
I think YouTube has always been in one of those precarious positions of being a really centralized place to visit, but also a problematic place.
Well, it's a whole other show, but I'm giggling because those of you that are watching us at Oneness Talk Radio or over at our Facebook page for Oneness Talk Radio, you might see I'm actually wearing my Shiva Eye portal pendant. You see that? And it was so funny. I have not been called to wear this in a while, this one. And it's like all of a sudden I heard before we went on the air today, I heard you need to wear as many Shiva Eyes as you can. So I have on my Shiva Eye portal pendant. I have on my Shiva Eye bracelet. And check out that one, guys. That is a crystal. You see that? Isn't that the most amazing Shiva Eye ever? This other energy jewelry. So I'm also hearing right now as we're all chatting a very high moment and just give ourselves a moment to say, okay, we are here as community right now. And no matter what's happening in the mainstream, you gotta love this little serendipity I'm seeing.
We're letting go of the mainstream.
Right, no matter what's going on in the mainstream, because let's face it, YouTube is that. Oneness Talk Radio still stands. And so I just want to take a moment and say, as part of the, if you're watching us, everywhere. And because when the masters come together, we form this beautiful crystalline core around each other. And this is why I'm so excited about Tuesday night, because we're all going to be together Tuesday night, right? I mean, I hope you guys are going to be there with us June 4th. It starts this Tuesday night. And if you can't be there live, don't worry about it. You'll get the video right away. You'll get all the PDF workbook stuff. But give yourself this gift. Join us into this journey. Gather with all the other masters.
You know, one of the things that... to mention is that the to ascend is to lots of expression and a movie piece of a joy. Monthly gathering of
this be doing authorship for the saying if you watch the agent watch
and of course remember any there's two factors.
Because yeah,
I want to bring us
a big bow before
yes.
We learn in the world you are human.
Is members who come a month and subscribe to the app is involved in that. This is Camille's question. Curiously, and it beams.
Surprisingly. I mean, it's been surprising.
Sublime, ascended, it is beautiful. To be so expansion.
Remember, yeah. Guys, something I'd done in a long time was New Year's Eve. Remember, we opened that up New Year's Eve. And ever since then, the only other time I've been doing these has been with our mass team, first of the month experiences, but it's happening with some of the CEOs. So again, we just... And we thank you for all that you are co-creating. And we're giving a shout out right now that everyone... That is a famous oneness talk radio.
Can do.
We need to hold into this energy because... Two.
Yes.
Okay, let's go back. Quick recap from yesterday. May 20. Again, if you have not reconnected with that day, go back and reconnect with it in any way you can. But on May 22nd, there was an extraordinary energy then for the very first time. And we've been reading some of that energy because we also had some very powerful communications come through. And that energy is open from May 22nd to June 22nd, and it signifies, it is an invitation, it is the rise and the freedom of lineage holders. And this is what's happening in the June energy. Now, what is a lineage holder, right? In order to really understand that, and why is that part of the June energy? Well, the June... Thank you. misinformation from getting out there, despite everything that everyone is trying to do to stop this. We are still here. You are still here. We are still connected. And in this June energy, this ascension frequency adjustment, if you're gazing at the handout right now, the picture that I have there, you'll notice that we are building to the June 16 to 18 moment. So between June 16 and June 18, guys, we are all peaking. We are all moving forward. And this ascension frequency adjustment is happening regardless of whether or not you think you even know about it or understand it or want to be a part of it. And the reason being is that when things swing wildly out of balance, then they have a moment to come back and be present again. And so as we move through this June cycle, what I really want to share with you right now, because we really want to talk about June today, is, and let me see where it is right here. Sri, I need the one that has the three June dates on it. I don't see it.
Oh, I don't think that's there. Okay. I'll work on that in a minute.
Okay. So let's, we don't need a graphic then. Let's go to the camera. Forgive me, guys. There we are. Okay. You to hear about this June ignition is that we are growing. Because this is the rise of the energies that, i.e. today's show.
Take a look at the interference.
Oh my gosh.
You know, we've been broadcasting for several months without any hiccups.
Yeah, but I am seeing here that people are saying the Oneness Talk Radio live stream is working. Yeah, it's on the homepage. You have to go all the way to the bottom. So just go back to the homepage. If you're at Oneness Talk Radio, if you're in this chat, you can watch this show. All right. So pay attention to this, because this May 22nd opening was a call to the higher frequencies. It was a call to say, lift through that which is seeking to take you from your truth. And this is the true ignition of the pyramid of spiritual awakening, of, as what Sri was just talking about, this joy portal. Because the energy of June, the gift of June, is that if you are able to give yourself the gift, as we so often share with you, of lifting rather than engaging. So if you are able to lift rather than engage, then you will be able to not only enjoy this month, this is a month of freedom. This is a month of divine presence, because the lineage holders, it's like that, we call it the cloak of invisibility, has been removed. So you're visible.
It's, you know, how many times have you had a child that you play peekaboo with, and if they cover their eyes, they think that you can't see them.
You cannot see me.
Well, it's a little bit like that with this decloaking of the lineage holders. You may think now you're still in your comfort zone of denial, but everyone's starting to notice you. And so it's time to own it.
Right.
To own
right.
who you are. Now, this doesn't mean that you get on a soapbox.
Right.
This doesn't mean that you have to do anything other than to love ourselves fully means I accept my divine mission. I accept my divine empowerment.
Yeah.
I accept the fact that I am a formless, wondrous soul inhabiting this form, protoplasmic jumpsuit that we call a body. And I'm having a good time with it. And so we are at a marvelous time to be able to reconcile the seeming paradox of having a mortal shell and an immortal eternal essence. That is a paradox, is it not? And so is the wondrous time we're in, where you can watch yourself engaging density, but not be attached to the engagement.
Now, this is really a valuable gift to just take a moment and breathe into, because part of the reason this is so extraordinarily imminent, why it's right in front of you, is that through this ascension frequency adjustment attunement that's happening in June, through this opening of the rise of the lineage holders, it is a freedom. It is an invitation. It is a freedom, right? And one of the gifts to remember is that in June, you have the opportunity for it to be extraordinarily fun. Yet that opportunity and that freedom will not come if you are really attached to density. Now, what's attaching you to density? You're hiding. Because remember, hiding is lying. If you are hiding, you are lying to yourself. And if you are lying to yourself, how can you ever be honest with the world? And oftentimes we delude ourselves and believe that we are being honest. And then we have a spiritual revelation and we're aware and available to see that we can break through our own illusion, or we have that opportunity put in front of us and we put our arms together and say, you're full of shit, and we go back into it again. Either way, that's happening in June. That is how that attunement is going to happen. But every being is going to have that beautiful, rich moment to see beyond the illusion. And so your being is your freedom. And so imagine a month where you can just exhale, knowing that all the other lineage holders are rising. Thereby, your serendipities are going to come together. You're going to start meeting people. You're going to start doing things. You guys right now are why we're still broadcasting, right? And so you're going to have all these wonderful things that are going to start happening if you're paying attention. And the reason they're happening is because you're outside of the density experience to witness them. That's where we have that benevolence. That's where we can, that's where you have that motherly smile that really owns, forgive them, they know not what they do, love them, they know not what they do, and your mastery is not affected by that. And so imagine a month where you could just right now bring a hand to your heart and just exhale. I mean, really exhale and just be you. Be who you really are, because if you're hiding, you're lying. And this is the month where the universe is supporting you. And as Sri mentioned, and I really want to echo, this isn't about, you know, getting online and saying, okay, I'm being me. This is who I am. You know, this isn't what, no, this is about you just going, you know what? I'm just going to be me. You know, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is how I act. This is what I say.
And be willing to be open.
Yes.
Because the willingness, not just to be open, the willingness to allow things to change is a way of saying, I trust the divine energy more than I trust the ego's need for structure. Now, this is not to say the divine fabric doesn't have structure. It doesn't have the emotional structure that the ego depends upon in order to feel important.
Yeah.
And so there is a nuance that you'll begin to experience more clearly as you practice with this. Willingness is the essential energy of I'm ready.
Well, this is, yeah. I want to jump in because this is the ascension process of the mantra of self-ascension. Now, the one thing I would share with all of you is, if you have not yet downloaded our app, why not? Get the app. It's free. And if you love the app, please give us a good review. But get onto the app, because in the meditations is the 108 mantra of self-ascension mala. And like, okay, so like I have on one of my malas here. Okay, so this is a 108 Rudraksha. This happens to be a Chitni, 108 Rudraksha. But you do the mantra of self-ascension one line per bead, and it will take you into the core. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is June is that month of what? We're in the midst of the rise of the lineage holders. That's the I am here. See, you are here in the owning of the divine presence you are. We're going to be talking a lot about this on Tuesday night, and I really hope you're going to join us. And then, so it's the I am here at a level of comprehension that has not been there before. And then what's the second line, right? I am ready. I am ready is the release of the ego that's trying to control the process. And it leads you to where Sri was just saying, I am open. Get it. Right? I'm open because I'm not lying anymore, right? If you're hiding, you are lying. But if you are being, you are free. And that's the guide me. You know, the guide me is the spreading of our wings and jumping. It's that trust. Sense of flying.
Yeah.
And you cannot fly if you don't trust. And so June can be so much fun as long as you call in your support network. And that's why Sri and I are offering this program for a donation of $22 that goes to the humanitarian projects, because that's our way of saying we support you. We do put our energy, our love, our heart, our resources where our mouth is. What about you, beloved master? Are you ready? Because you're listening to this show. You're with this extraordinary community right now. this isn't, again, about coming out to the point where you feel like you have to make big declarations. This is about just living the truth of who you are. And Sri, we have so many people holding. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Let's just jump to those phones. All right. I guess right here, Eureka, California. Is that where we're going to go?
Okay. All right. Eureka, California.
Hi, this is Christine.
Hi, welcome, Christine.
Thank you so much for all that you give. It really, it validates my life.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. How can we serve you?
I'm going through an internal transformation right now, and I would love to call you.
I'm sorry, honey. You're going to have to say that again. It's kind of breaking up.
I'm going through an internal transformation, and I would love a mini soul reading.
Thank you. It's kind of fascinating. Let me share with you that I keep these Shiva eye stones around when I'm on the air with all of you, and I have little altar cards, you know, from our Violet Ray Shiva Temple here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And when you first said that, And when the energy was kind of distorted, literally one of them just flew at Sri and I.
Yeah. I mean, this
literally flew at us. And I don't know if you saw me flinch, but that's why I flinched, because it was like it flinched. And I clearly heard this huge bounding. And I'm fairly confident this is that Violet Ray Shiva energy voice come out and say, look at what's right in front of you, pay attention. And they just keep saying over and over again that your eyes are wide open, take the action. And that's what they want you to hear. And they're really being very clear about it, because they threw a Shiva eye at us. And so you also command a lot of power and a lot more power than you may be aware of. And there's also a sense of the void energy in you that's seeking new creation. So allow it all to come in. And I just thank you from my heart to yours for the blessing of meeting you today. Thank you for bringing this gift to all of us.
Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Many blessings.
Many blessings, Angel. Namaste. We're still kind of rattling from that. I mean, guys, that thing flew.
You know, one of the things that it comes forward for me in this experience. Oftentimes, that which is essential will get your attention.
Well, hey, I heard to wear it with the Shiva eye.
Yeah. You can look at eyes at dependence at mala.com.
Yeah, there's all those. Share with you as speaking. It's cute. Your little girl in the cutest little bathing suit. You're on the beach. But you're on the beach. The other kid looking behind you right now. They're all good. That top of my crown chakra right now is just totally ignited. And I'm feeling lots of tingly energy. And this beautiful, huge being of crystalline light is coming up over at you. And you're gazing up and looking at this one. And it's looking down at you and saying, my love, I am you as you are me, and when the time is right, the window will open and we will be together again. Bring your hands to your heart and take it in. I don't know that I can breathe. They're saying, take in a deep breath and become one, for this is that moment, And they're saying a lot more that I don't think I should say on the air. And so I just want to leave you.
Go ahead. We have no secrets here.
Oh, sweetheart. they're saying that this is a promise kept, a moment remembered, two universes colliding, a recognition. They're saying, feel us in your head, feel us in your heart, feel us in your feet, feel us in your hands, unify all of this energy. And they're like throwing all of these crystalline beams of light at you. And it's like, I'm having a hard time just being in my skin because I'm finding it tickly. And they're saying that this is a moment. You are being bathed with divine presence. Relax and receive it. Thank you.
Thank you. I actually went for a walk by the beach.
Jules and to you, honey. Thank you. Namaste. Bye-bye. What an amazing audience. You guys are always the best. Every Sunday, it's, I don't know whether my heart expands a billion more times or yours does or ours do together, but the gift of this community coming together, and I'm feeling around all of you right now, by the way, in the physical heart. Maybe bring your hand there, guys. Yeah. I am feeling this tension energy. Come together so that we can sincerely move through. And we have such a group of people. Let's go to our next call. Sophia?
All right.
Washington, D.C. Jean, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Woohoo! Hey, welcome.
Much love to you and Tree. I miss you guys so much. I can't wait to see you again.
Oh, we miss you too. And we're going to see you in Bhutan. How amazing is that?
Yes.
I agree.
Just answered my question on the previous caller because I felt like I was hiding and I guess I was lying. So thank you so much for the answers you brought forth. Mm. If at all possible, I would love to have a mini show reading. Would you?
Oh, Sean, my heart sings that you ask. Of course, my angel. No, thank you. So interesting. They're opening up and they're saying the rings on your fingers and the rings on your toes will ignite the process that is unifying the streams of light that are around thee. And they're showing me literally, this is multidimensional. Your fingers are very, very long. They're a deep, rich blue color that you have golden nails and these rings are big, they're chunky, and you're turning them on each finger and your hands are up like this. And that's what I'm looking at right now as I'm looking at these hands that are up on front of me. And they're saying that you have called forward all of the unified rays. I mean, you've got the 19 rays around you and they're saying that you have called 19 unified rays of light. And in so and I'm as I'm talking to you, I'm feeling my speed really straight. I'm feeling like very, 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 very tall to even connect with you right now. And they're saying that you have been moving in and out of multiple dimensions without much consciousness. And that as we are together right now, and it's right here, Jean, and they're saying that there's other people that are having the same challenge moving through multiple dimensions. And so, Jean, this is coming from you, but they're saying we're able to share it. So those of you that are also feeling this or you want to know that you have this experience, they're saying bring your hands together.
Time is speeding up. Chaos is shifting into a new level, and we feel the pull to unlock the mysteries of the universe. Timeless spiritual wisdom offers the point of stability to navigate these times and to open our greatest potential. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the fun and knowledge of visionary best-selling authors Sri and Kira.
Touching the middle fingers in front of you, and then bring them up so that those fingers keep your nose straight as you low, feeling this release eye area, and they're saying that this is aligning with the June pulse wave. So let me share what the June pulse wave is because we didn't get to talk about it on the show yet today. But the June pulse wave, June 1, heralded the first of four pulse waves coming in from the cosmic universe to this planet. There are four of them in this year. And the first one, which is the longest of the four, it lasts four full weeks, opened yesterday. And this felt to me, Jean, like you just opened up to receive a deeper connection with that pulse wave as well. So I thank you for bringing us all this attunement. I will tell you that my ears, I feel like I'm listening to you through like a...
And invite your higher love to come forward. And now, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ramka.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are just so delighted to be here with you as we dive into that core final week of May, as we discuss the rise of the lineage holders, the energy of June with that ascension frequency attunement, and how we are all navigating this moment. It is a big show, big moment.
It's an incredible time here in May. And, you know, every time we come online and are offering this radio show and this broadcast.
Electronics. I want to share with you, there was another graphic we were going to put up today, but please go watch the June video. We just put it up. It's 15 minutes. You need to watch the whole thing. It's at our...
Oh my goodness, this is incredible. Once again, it's incredible.
And it will be on our homepage at sriandkira.com, hopefully by tonight, right, Sri?
Yeah.
So you'll also be able to watch it there. But you know, there is a moment before us, and this moment is the first time we are all being called together. And this is part of what is so exciting about June. And this is also why we're inviting you, find your support that helps you to feel good about you, that allows your voice to become even greater just because you're yourself. Because if you're hiding, you're lying. And in June, the ones that are hiding and lying are going to have a really fascinating experience of density. And so remember, to be is free, right? The if you just are yourself, you are free. And it is a very profound blessing.
And a lot of people that are hiding aren't aware that they're hiding.
Exactly. This is what we talked about in the first half of the show.
And it's important to have a little mercy on those that are out there doing their thing, because their path is their path. Your path is your path. And there will come a time. Such a dynamic of energy and of vitality and creation and good grief, let's be happy.
Well, let's
go for it.
let's do that. And hey, speaking of being happy, we want to give a big shout out to all of you that are listening to us live at bbsradio.com. Thank you for joining us. All of you over at onenesstalkradio.com, where at onenesstalkradio.com you can listen, you can watch, and you can chat with us all over at onenesstalkradio.com. We are also broadcasting to our extraordinary YouTube family at Official Sri and Kira. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. And we are honored to be with you. We are going to try to navigate the chat there a little bit best we can. And to all of our affiliates out there at iHeart and all of the other affiliates that broadcast this show, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I do want to share, Sri, as I'm watching the call board fill up already, if you want to get into the queue, remember, even if you wind up listening to most of the show, you can listen to the show while you're holding 517-208-1500.
And it's not up to us to do
chakra. And just as you do, allow yourself to just relax. Just to really, really relax. And there is this beautiful being right behind you, kind of like massaging the back of your heart and just speaking to you and just really loving you. Really loving you. And they just keep saying the same thing. My beautiful one, it's time to just relax.
1500. And I've had people ask me, "Well, do you use Skype? If you're international, pick up and use your Skype call
too much. You do too much, and it's time for you to be with you." And they're saying, "Pay attention, maybe smile that you are aware, and that we are always with you, and we love you very much. You have never been alone, and so it is." Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking.
Can I ask one more quick thing?
Sure.
And what is the cross that I see, rainbow cross I see when I'm looking at the sun? Does that mean something?
It does. It's part of this beautiful connection that's going on with you right now. Remember that this is a portal. What you're actually seeing is about going into that central portal area. And it is a unified stream of light that is calling you into a much deeper connection. And this is part of that relaxation energy as well. It's funny. They're just saying that you already know that which you ask. Now it's time for you to believe it and to keep going.
Oh, I'm so glad I called. I got in. Thank you so much.
We are too. No accidents, Angel. It was a blessing meeting
Many
you. Namaste.
There.
Namaste.
Love you guys.
We love you too, honey. Whew, I felt that beautiful rainbow cross, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't we all enjoy that? Wasn't that fun? I love it. That's the gift about our beautiful...
It only cost like about, 10 cents or something, I think. It's not a lot. So anyway, we are excited that you are here. Thank you for getting into the call board to join in the conversation.
Another important reminder, which is oftentimes if we're needing some assistance to anchor our divine to tree of density to be available to the frequencies.
Yes.
And if you're just beginning, always do this early in the morning or late at night so that it's not as intense so you can begin to attune to that portal.
Now, speaking of attuning to portals, you can always send Sri and I an email to guest at shriandcureradio.com and guest at shriandcureradio.com if it's challenging for you to listen live or if it's hard for you to be able to call in. And we do go through as many of these as we can. They usually get forwarded to us by our station manager. And we wanted to, there's a couple special ones we wanted to acknowledge today. And so I'm going to let Sri read.
Okay, this one, the subject line is Happy Weekend.
Well, happy weekend to you too.
All right, she begins, Namaste, Sri and Kira. June 1st is a new beginning as I celebrate my 60th birthday this day. I may be 60 years young, but still feeling as though I'm in my 30s.
I can hear that.
The honor of connecting with you for a mini soul reading. Yeah. So, wow, let's dive in, Sri.
Oh, yes.
Your weekly inspiration,
your book, reading and refinding new guidance, my turn a page.
Thank you.
And especially the monthly Miracle Team ceremony.
Yes, yesterday, wow.
These all combine to give me strength to navigate these turbulent times. And I'm enjoying the chat room, too. It helps to know others are feeling and experiencing the same pings and pains as I. Mm. The regulars in the chat are amazing.
Agreed.
Sending a hug to all of you guys.
Big hugs, everybody.
Now, she goes on, I'm hoping for a mini soul reading this weekend. So much is happening in my life. It's a magical time, and I'm finally starting to see my life changing in so many ways. Whew.
Yeah.
A message from my guides that may further share encouragement and hope would be greatly appreciated. I'm so looking forward to the core classes starting next Tuesday. Yay!
Yay!
And more time with you. I recognize myself immediately in your description of a lineage holder and couldn't be more perfect. Blessed weekend. I love your shows. Alicia.
Well, Alicia, Sri and I both say happy birthday.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah. And, I just want to first start with the ascended numerology. Remember that this is 6 plus the infinite, right? And so when we attain a 6 mastery moment like this, it means that we have ignited the light vehicle within. And by combining that with the infinite in full awareness as you are, means that this is one of those literal sky's the limit years for you. And in some respects, I'm giggling and going, wow, did we put this program on just for you? Because, the timing really is perfect. And in your case, you have a linear alignment with that as well, where not everyone has those alignments, but we all have this perfect timing in our own way. Now, my love, continuing on with this amazing birthday moment for you, as Sri was reading your email today, the first thing I saw was this beautiful crown around your forehead. And it looked like, I kid you not, like an old-fashioned girl's pink birthday crown, like, the pink, tissue paper with the silver in it. And if you can go find one, go do it. Go buy a kid's girl's birthday crown and really own it. It doesn't matter that today is June 2nd when we're giving this to you. You're still in this energy all month long. Remember, with our birthdays, we get this 30-day cycle. It's really 60, 30 before, 30 after. So you're in your own harmonious, perfect moment. But they're saying that when you put on this crown, remember that the innocence of the divine wisdom child is your gift to bring to all through the eyes of the empowered queen. Happy birthday, Angel. Namaste.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Thank you for the honor of asking. And Sri, we have another one.
Okay.
It's just been a big weekend that way.
All right.
So we're going to read one more.
This one, the subject line is June 4th birthday.
June 4th birthday. All right.
Namaste and blessings, dear Sri and Kira. I will be celebrating my 54th cycle around
Woo-hoo!
The sun
right on
June 4th, and I'll be joining you for the core program that evening.
Wow, I love that.
It feels like such a special treat to be reunited with my beloved spirit family on my special day. I would like to ask for a mini soul reading if it's in my highest purpose. I will be listening to both shows this weekend. Infinite love and light to you. Namaste, Veronica.
Well, Veronica, hey, thank you for asking and thank you for writing in. And I do want to share with you that as this whole show today, as we've been talking about June, and remember, everyone, that every Sunday at noon Pacific time, Sri and I will be doing live energy updates for every week this month. And that's going to be a really important thing this month.
Yes.
And it really is, because there's so much going on. And the reason, Veronica, I brought that up as I was mentioning your mini soul reading is it's like you have four separate weeks in front of you this month. And so I was looking at the power of the fact that they're showing that you have four separate weeks of energy, that your birthday is on June 4, and we're in the beginning of the first of the four pulse wave energies that'll be in 2019, and this is the longest one, and it lasts for four full weeks. So everything around you is saying, go to the center, go to the center, stay in perfect balance, and make sure that you look at everything from a wide angle lens, and anything that feels fear-filled, doubt-filled, guilt-filled, or limiting means that you've gone from the center out to the edge, and it's only there to remind you that you're just a breath away of going right back in. This is your 54 year. It is a nine. And you know, in ascended numerology, that this is a very, very sacred moment for you. And so I bow before you, and may this birthday initiate the freedom of being that you deserve. And so it is. Namaste, my love.
Many blessings, dear.
Namaste. Whew. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Number nine.
Woohoo! And guys, I really want to, I just want to jump in again and say, you know, we're going to be doing updates every single Sunday. And we have been really this week wanting you to just invite into yourself this sense of freedom, this sense of joy, this sense of no matter what the illusion tries to throw at you. And there's going to be a lot. Remember, we are building to this June 16 to 18 moment. And then as soon as we get to that peak intense moment, and this is why we're going to be doing weeklies, and this is why we're getting together early for the core class, June 20, we have a whole other explosion of power. Then we have June 21 equinox, trying to bring everything back into balance. And then June 22nd culminates this cycle. Right? This May 22nd to June 22nd. So from the 16th to the 22nd of June, it's going to be like,
I am energized.
You are.
You know, it's an amazing time because
it's just going to be literally so fast. And what's so special about the 20th? Well, the 20th, I mean, it's just like, you know, we add so much. And this is why you should go watch the movie we just put out at Official Sri and Kira, is Dino Phase.
Conversation we've been having the last several weeks.
Yes.
About the core energy and what that really means. And the fact that what has happened as we've come forward
July and bring us all the way to within a cycle. That's why we need time jump. And I know this can sound really far-fetched, but this is what we're going to be doing. We are going to be coming together June 4th and June 11th, and we're going to help you learn. We have the ability right now in this core energy to together take this jump to the 2020 moment, New Year's Eve 2020, when that core creation energy is still being formulated. And if you go back and look at that graphic that we had posted, and it's in our movie, you'll see all this. Plus, you're going to get the graphic if you're in the class. And so you'll be able to see all of the charted out energy of this. And the way that we, as the rising lineage holders who have removed our cloaks of invisibility, can sincerely be in this mix of illusion is to collectively go outside the mix of illusion, jump outside linear time, harness that energy, bring it back, and offer the gift of divine presence and ascended love. It's a big, big month. And I, in no way, because of our tech challenges, our fascinating tech challenges at the beginning of the show today, and because of all of you beautiful callers, we're going to go get to more of you as well. We really did not want that point to get lost in today's show. Yeah. Because, and again, go watch the video at Official Sri and Kira. Join us every Sunday. Get the app. Every day you get daily inspiration. Sri and I offer weekly energy guidance, more even than on the air, in the app. Weekly and sold messages just for you. There's a lot of support. Where do you want to find yours? And at the very least, I, with all my heart and soul, please join us June 4th. Please get into the program. It's a whopping $22 for both classes, the PDFs, the whole thing. And together we are better. This is the gathering of the masters to illuminate the next phase.
You know, and on that subject, if you've already enrolled, thank you.
Thank you.
And please invite
now. Invite your friends to enroll.
There is a crescendo in June that is upon us, and that as we are reaching out to those that might be a little drowsy or just ready to wake up a little further, or maybe they just didn't know about this opportunity. If you could support them by saying, come join the community for June 4th. Check it out. Just see.
Right. Yeah.
Just check it out.
And your $22 goes to our humanitarian aid project. So, you know, you'd waste that on a couple cups of coffee, right? So just, you know, why not? Why not let it be extraordinary? And speaking of extraordinary, look at these people have been holding on so long. We love you. Let's go up to Canada right there. And we're going to go see maybe, it looks like we're going to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Namaste. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, Sri and Kira. Do you got me?
We have you, sweetheart. Welcome. Namaste.
Oh my goodness, I cannot believe I got through. The serendipity is real. Wow, you kept talking about May 22nd, and I went back in my journal to see what went down on May 22nd for me. And it was a few days after I had this astrology reading that was so in-depth with an astrologer that I really resonated with. And on the 22nd, I had filmed a testimonial on his behalf regarding it, and I declared in a YouTube video that, like, now it is very crystal clear what I have to do moving forward in this moment. And then it lined up with when you had brought up lineage holders and this whole thing, and I immediately resonated with that. And it's just it's amazing because now I've created a YouTube channel and I've done what 1 year ago I could not have imagined doing in terms of speaking my authentic truth and putting it completely out there on all my social media platforms for all friends and family to see. But it is so liberating, and I just thought it was incredibly serendipitous that you and Sri had came forward with this rise of the lineage holders, and with it's just amazing. I just wanted to share that. I honestly am so surprised I got through. I wasn't sure that would happen. So.
Well, then receive that affirmation.
Well, congratulations on recognizing the serendipities, the synergies, and here we are together right now.
And we are so happy for you. I just love your story. And, you know, and this is the gift, right? That as the lineage holders, as those cloaks of invisibility were taken off, and my heart is just so big to hear what you're sharing, because it's true. You are being, and being is freeing, and hiding is lying, and you are just the perfect, beautiful example of that. And so thank you so much. I'm so of course you got through today. You think the universe doesn't control who gets into this call board? It's sure not us. Agreed. And so Angel, what's the name of your channel?
Grand Rising.
All right, go check it out. And we are so glad you're here. Thank you for connecting with us.
You.
Oh, namaste.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thank namaste. You for everything you do.
All and you, my angel. Namaste.
Namaste.
Mwah. What an angel.
You know, every one of us has those moments where
doesn't
all of a sudden.
Doesn't that make you guys just
you know,
want to smile,
that's
right?
The eureka moment. We broke through to the next place that we're meant to go. You know, climbing the temple of the cathedral, the temple of ascension, climbing the steps into the heavens, it is one step at a time.
Absolutely.
Sometimes if we really take a leap, we can do two steps.
Even better. Even better.
And your steps are yours. So each time you take a step forward, you are breaking free of that which was holding you on one level lower.
Absolutely. So, Sri, we have time. Let's go right here. We're going to go to, it looks like, Woodbury, New Jersey. Namaste. Is this Maureen?
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Oh my gosh, such a beautiful surprise. Thank you so much for everything you do. And I'm trying to find my words to express the love and gratitude that I have for both of you and everyone in this beautiful community. I feel like I rise up and ascend higher each week and every day. And I just wanted to express my gratitude and love to you and ask for a mini soul reading would be fantastic.
Oh, well, Angel, what? Wow. it's interesting. The reason I'm saying it that way is even as you were sharing, and I was thinking about our earlier beautiful being with the rainbow cross. In your case, I saw what looked like rainbow discs, and they're coming out of your heart, and they're carrying all these little symbols, and they're like, they come out like discs, and then they get bigger, and they're moving around you, and it's like you're carrying this energy of illumination, but it's spinning in all these different directions, and they're saying, just bring all the directions into the same place and watch what happens. And so it is.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I love you guys so much. And thank you for all that you do and who you are and all that you share.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.